This is the Roden Fellows Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Roden Fellows Podcast from the 7th class of Fellows. I'm your host, Sakir George, an English major at the illustrious Howard University, home of the Bison. I'm joined by Roden Fellow Cameron Jackson. Today, we will have the pleasure of speaking with two of the new class of Roden Fellows, Sydney Coulier and Anaya Robinson. First, I will let Cam introduce herself, and then we will hear from the 8th class.
Hey, guys. My name is Cameron Jackson. I go to North Carolina A&T. I already met Sydney, but I'm excited to meet you as well, Anaya. The last class, we got to meet you guys' fellow, Gabrielle Hayward, who also goes to A&T, and we're excited to meet you guys now.
Hi, my name is Sydney Coulier. I am a junior at the one and only Southern University Agricultural and Mechanical College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am studying broadcast journalism, and I actually have a minor in Spanish just because I want to be a little bit more, marketable. There we go. And then two, I am a part of this new class of the Roden Fellowship.
Yeah, so hello, everyone. My name is Anaya Robinson. I am a junior broadcast journalism major at Lynx University, and I'm really excited to be a part of this 8th class. So, yeah.
Very nice to meet you both. So let's just jump into it. Our first question for you guys is, what drew you to the Roden Fellows?
We'll start with Anaya since Sydney went first last time.
Okay, So at the end of my sophomore year, Mark Spears came and did our commencement, and he kind of talks about the fellowship, but I was only a sophomore, so I was like, I don't think it'll apply to me. And then sometime during my junior year, Eddie Mason, I don't want to get his last name wrong. He's an alumni at Langston. He's a senior writer for ESPN. He reached out about the fellowship to our alumni president, the alumni of our foundation, Miss Rachel. And he was just looking for a Langston student to apply for it because he was really passionate about getting Langston students to apply for the fellowship. So she reached out to my SID, my sports information director, and he recommended me. And then from then on, I worked with him, Mr. Eddie, Kyle Taylor, my SID, and here I am.
Cool. Sydney?
Okay, so my story is a little bit different. I can say that whenever I was a sophomore, that's whenever I actually switched my concentration from going into more of the political, like CNN broadcasting, to sports broadcasting. And I was looking for different sports internships, specifically to be a actual journalist and on camera, because I know a lot of the other internships out there, they want you to go more towards an off-camera role or more towards production to get your hands in the field then. And when I was doing a whole bunch of research, I actually stumbled across the ESPN Roden Fellowship. And I actually applied my sophomore year. So I applied my sophomore year and that's a funny story. Before I applied, I actually wasn't able to because I was a sophomore and it was only open to juniors and seniors. However, I had reached out to, now we know, Ms. Arnica Jackson, because she was still over the same program last year. I had reached out to her and I had asked, regardless of my classification, if my merit and if my reel rivals those who are juniors or seniors, will I still be able to apply? And she initially told me no. And I wasn't taking no for an answer. I was like, I'm serious. This is something I want to do. This is now a passion of mine. I want to actually get started and want to be considered for the program. So it was a couple email threads back and forth because she said she had to look or at least talk to the people who were over the fellowship at ESPN, and they actually let me apply. So I applied my sophomore year, didn't get in. So then I applied my junior year this year. I applied my junior year because I was like, even though, you know, just because I got told once or told no once doesn't mean it's going to happen again. And I made sure that my application was absolutely stellar. And this is now where I will be spending my summer.
Well, congratulations to you guys both. And you guys mentioned two important things. One, connections, and two, having determination.
And yeah, Sydney, it's really funny you say that because we kind of have like similar stories, because I applied for the Roden Fellowship my sophomore year. And around that time, I think they were letting sophomores apply, but I just straight up didn't get it. And I was distraught. And then that's the summer I did the internship with CDW back in Chicago. But like, that has nothing to do with like my field. It was just something to do for the summer. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna apply the next year and I'm gonna make sure I try to get it. And here we are. So it's just really a testament to just staying the course and, you know, not taking that no and letting it get you too down.
Right, I love that.
Another question I was wondering is, what drew you guys to sports specifically? Because as you were saying earlier, Sydney, like there's just like regular news, but like what made you guys want to cover sports? Anaya, would you like to start?
Yeah, so I can start. Before I went to college, I was like, I low-key thought I wanted to be an accountant, but I just hate sitting behind a desk. And I was like, yeah, the math is just not for me. So I switched to broadcast journalism. And then from then on, I kind of knew sports was what I wanted to do. Growing up, I didn't play sports, but my little sister did. So I always traveled to her AAU games, watched her play, and then just worked with her team, whether it be handing out snacks or just watching her play. So sports has always, you know, had a place in my heart. And I did a news internship, I want to say the summer of my sophomore year, and I hated it. Like, I loved the people there, but I think news for me is just like too depressing. So I was like, yeah, I think sports is just like solidified that sports was what I wanted to do rather than news.
I also didn't play sports, so how about you, Sydney?
Anaya, it's actually funny you mentioned that you realized news wasn't for you because my story is kind of similar, actually. So I actually grew up playing sports and I lived with my dad growing up. And my dad specifically told me that to live in his household, you had to do two things, play a sport and pick up an instrument. So we were all sports was a really big thing in my household. And I already knew I wanted to go to school to do some type of on camera and broadcasting. And this is at the time when, this was like peak election season. I was big on what was going on with Trump whenever he was running against Hillary. So I was going more towards CNN because that's all I was looking at all day. I was so in tune with what was going on with the current news cycle. And so that's whenever more and more too, because at our school, they specifically want you to go more of a news route. We don't have avenues to go down sports. And so, as I'm currently learning how news journalists operate and just the overall having to be buttoned up 24/7, stare, you have really serious topics, I had realized that that was not the space for me at all. And so, since I already had a background in sports, not to mention, too, my dad's a referee. So that's actually where sports really, really started. So I was growing up going from school to school to school, university to university, sitting behind the scoreboard with my little Bratz dolls at the time. And so that's whenever I said, how do I basically merge my love for talking, journalism, and writing as well, too, with sports? And that's how I started with sports.
And you guys' class is like especially very interesting because it's the first Rodenfellows class that's all girls. And I actually asked KJ if that was like intentional. She was like, no, we just picked like the best people. So like knowing that like the idea of like women in sports is growing and things like that, how do you guys feel about having like an all women fellowship?
I love it because I feel it shows that the times are changing. Because I do remember whenever my dad used to have ESPN and all the other big networks on, you would only see the same two faces that were women. And one of them was an African American most of the time. This was still like a growing industry for Black African American women. And so being able to have such a coveted fellowship. And everybody in the cohort, obviously, we all got it for a reason, meaning we're great. And we're all a representation and a mirror of each other because we're all Black and we all go through the same experiences. It just goes to show how sports is ever evolving, but it's evolving for the right reasons. And it's not just the players, but it's also the people who speak on the players. And even now, what we're seeing with front office.
Yeah, and just to back up what she was saying, like this is the perfect time to be a part of the Roden Fellowship. You see what's going on in women's sports right now, highest viewership for the women's finals, and just it's just a great time to be a woman in sports, specifically a Black woman. And just for me, being able to watch Black women that I've looked up to grow in sports, and just being able to shadow them, look up to them, and now it's like I'm a person that people can look up to as well to be like, yeah, I want to be where she's at. So I think it's just really interesting and I'm really excited. So, yeah.
I definitely agree with you guys on you guys being someone that people can look up to now. While I was doing some research on you both, I saw that Anaya, you are Langston's president of the National Association of Black Journalism, and Sydney, you have a show called Sydney's on the Clock. And I just wanted you guys to both talk about your duties doing that and really how that's prepared you for your upcoming experiences in sports.
So I can go first. We had a chapter back in the day for NABJ, but it kind of fizzled out over time. And I just felt like this is just a really good program to bring back to Langston. There's so many opportunities that are out there, and I just feel like someone needs to bring them to our school. There's so many deserving students. So that was kind of how I got involved in it. Me and then a few of my other friends and my teachers, we all worked together to build this chapter back up. And then this year, actually, we did become one of the newest student chapters. So that was really exciting for us. So it was a lot of hard work and dedication, but it's all about bringing those opportunities to Langston students. So I'm here for it. So yeah.
Good on you.
So with me, yes, I actually do have a television show. So it's called Sydney's on the Clock, and I'm currently in about, or based off our last Nielsen ratings, I'm in about 300,000 households on two different channels. I am on Cox 20 and AT&T 11 here on the cable. And honestly, the whole experience has been absolutely surreal, especially because when I was scouted, it was my very first day doing actual sports coverage ever. And so whenever my producer, he had sat there, he had seen me do my stand-ups and saw me do my package on the sidelines during our game for school, he asked if I wanted a TV show. And honestly, I thought he was a creep at first because I was like, this is random. Like, you don't ever hear somebody getting their own show their first day out. And so then he actually gave me a summer internship where I was working with the station this past summer, and it ended up leading to a full-time role where I was able to develop my own sports talk show. And as of right now, I'm the youngest broadcaster in said Louisiana's history. And it's just been great overall, especially for my career-wise, because I've noticed anytime I apply to anything, anytime I even have conversations, that's always a point of con or topic. They're like, how old are you? Because when I started, I was 19. I'm now 20. And so being able to, especially because it's even crazier too, sometimes I'll be in the store and I'll have somebody's family recognize me. They'll be like, hey, aren't you on my TV? And I'm like, hey. And it's one of those things where I'm still getting used to, but being able to have constant constant repetition, being able to just not only hone in my skills, but the station, they want me to be as marketable once I graduate and once I decide to leave Louisiana, to where I'm learning how to produce my own show. I know how to produce other shows. I know how to work the Black Magic systems, how to work as on camera and as an A2 or an audio director as well too. So I could be overall just hands-on. And even with that, like I said, overall, it's just been an amazing, amazing experience too, especially because the town that we're specifically in, Baton Rouge, is a college town, but we have two major sports. We have LSU, which is probably one of the biggest sports powerhouses in the country right now, with back-to-back multiple championships in different sports. And then we have Southern, where I go to school. And we, even when it comes to SWAC in our conference, we've been undefeated in multiple sports as well too. So being able to just be in my city and concentrate on what's going on around me has honestly helped my career in so many ways, especially because I've only been in this field for a year.
That's crazy. That's an amazing story. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great feat. And I think like one of the funnest parts about the internship is probably getting to like travel, go to like different events and things. Like some of the things that either Takir, I, or Lawrence have been to during the fellowship is like All-Star Weekend or Celebration Bowl, Miak Swag Challenge. Me and Takir are going to be at the NFL draft in a couple of weeks. So I'm curious to know, like, what are some events that you guys are like particularly excited about possibly having the chance to attend?
Okay, I'll
You start
go.
with an, oh yeah, go ahead,
Oh,
Sydney.
okay. So hopefully, because I'm just gauging it based off our start date, even though it was a really extremely quick turnaround, if we're able to cover or at least be around the NBA finals, that would probably be one of my like biggest dreams. That would be amazing. But in even with all the different drafts they have going on coming up too, And especially because Roden Fellowship is a year-long program, so you'll be able to eventually hit, March Madness, football season, even the conference football championships. That's all the things I'm looking forward to.
For me, I've kind of been just thinking about women's sports, just because I've been watching so much women's basketball recently. So, whether it be something with the WNBA, I'd be so excited just to go, just because, especially this newest WNBA draft, like it's gonna be crazy just to like see the game evolve. So, covering a game or a finals, like I would love it so much. So, yeah.
You're so right. That's going to be so cool. I recently came back from the Women's Final Four. So it was really exhilarating to see a lot of these players play their last game and then declare for the draft. So I definitely hope you guys get those opportunities. But I'm just wondering, what skills do you really want to hone in during the internship? Like, is it broadcast? Is it writing? Is it social media? Because we really wear a lot of hats as interns.
For me, I definitely want to hone in more on one, my social media, and two, my writing. Right now I'm moving into the editor-in-chief role for our newspaper at school. So I just want to hone into my writing and just make it even better with this fellowship. So I'll just learn those different writing styles, so different those different skills, and just of course, like Sydney said earlier, just make yourself as marketable as possible. So just learning as much as I can so I can translate that into my future career. So.
With me, I would have to say, well, really, it's two sides of the same coin. I would definitely say first broadcasting, because that's what I do see myself doing in the future, and that's my overall goal. However, I don't think people realize how important writing still is when it comes to being a journalist on camera. Because if you can't write, you're not getting hired in this today's sphere, because they want you to. Because basically, a lot of the time when you start off in the field, you're everything. You're your own camera person. You're your own broadcaster, you're your own journal, like actual person writing the article, your own writer. And so being able to hone in on different writing styles as well too, especially because we don't have that concentration at school. So being able to learn from people at ESPN and professionals who have actually been doing it for years, I want to be able to take that knowledge back and apply it this next upcoming school year.
Yeah, also, you guys are the first class that are actually going to be in Bristol. So you guys are going to be like on ESPN's campus. Takira and I got the chance to see it over the summer. There's so many people there. You can meet L. Duncan's on campus a lot. I don't got, there's a breaking news reporter that's there a lot. I forget his name, but there's people you might even be seeing on TV sometimes that are always there. So definitely take advantage of being able to go on campus. But, lastly, do you guys have like any questions for us, like going to your fellowship, any advice you guys want? That's how we'll like kind of wrap it up.
Yes. So if there was one thing that you think you both took for granted during the fellowship that you want us to make sure we take notice of during ours, what would you say it is?
Having that ESPN email, people around the company are going to be more susceptible to talk to you. So definitely reach out to other people in the industry, in the company. Most of your contacts will be with KJ, Tasha Stewart, who's the HBCU editor, and sometimes Mr. Roden, but he's really busy. But you're gonna meet so many people around the company that you should definitely talk to more. If I could start over, I would try to meet as many people as possible, which I don't think I did that great this during my tenure at the internship. And it's not too late because it doesn't end till May, but definitely take this year to actually build relationships, network, reach out to the editors, see what you can do better, have them critique your work, because it's just going to make you better.
Thank you.
I have two. One of them is a little less serious, but the first one is for a while I was married to just writing. I'm a creative writer, and journalism was something that I was really just coming into. So I was like, oh, I really want to get these writing skills and do this with writing and that with writing. But eventually I learned how much I like social media and recording at games and different things like that. And I really wish I took advantage of that since the beginning and was a lot more open to those opportunities. And then the second one is, as as Disney employees as well, you get park hoppers. We were literally just talking about this a couple of days ago, but you can go to Disney and you can get in for free once you've worked a certain amount of hours. And literally, it's about to be May, and I'm just going to use it now, probably for Mother's Day. So that's something you want to pay attention to.
I did not know that, but thank you because I definitely will take a flight towards
Look, let
my
me
vacation.
Right. Okay.
Because they expire once you're done, right? Do they
No, it's like
take
a year. Like one of them doesn't
okay.
expire until this, the last one doesn't expire until December 5th of 2025.
So I guess my question is, with May fastly approaching, like where do you guys see yourselves next? Like what's next in line?
So I'm participating in this program called Sports Journalism Institute. It's short for SJI. It's basically like a program that kind of like trains you how to be like a good sports journalist. Like I got some notable people who've done it before. It's like Malika Andrews did it in like 2016, and her sister Kendra Andrews did it in like the year after. They're more so like on camera, like sideline reporting. Like they don't write as much as they used to, but they were really, really, really good writers back when they used to write. I think Leon Carter heads it, who used to be like the vice president of ESPN. So I'm really excited to meet him. So I'll be in like Tennessee for the summer, being a sports reporter for USA Today in Knoxville. And then after that, we're gonna see where God takes us. I'm not sure. I've been applying to a couple of things, but nothing's set in stone yet. Maybe grad school in the future too.
Okay.
Yeah, Anaya, that is such a question.
Okay.
It is such a question. So I applied to grad schools and I'm considering I got into Emerson College and I'm considering going there. I don't know. I think this is the first time I'm announcing it on the podcast, but I don't know yet. It's like I'm still thinking about it because I could also wait a year. But I will be going to the Columbia Publishing Institute at the end of the summer. And that's more so book publishing, but it's gonna be in London. Or is it England? I think it's like England. I know they're not. Anyways, it's gonna be somewhere. It's at in Oxford College. So I'm excited for that. But honestly, I think my next steps are gonna be towards publishing and my own writing, creative writing. So that's what I'm thinking of.
Hey, that's exciting. That's exciting. There's always time. I feel like, especially with sports being so competitive, we're always like, let me rush and see how much stuff I can do before someone else gets to it. But it's always good, like, just to take a break sometimes and chill. So, yeah.
That's all for today's episode. So, our audience, thank you for tuning in with us for another year of the Fellows Podcast. We'd like to give a very special thanks to Sydney and Anaya for taking the time to be with us and share their experiences. Our extra thanks is to Bill Roden, Kimberly Jarvis, Parker Owens, and the ESPN Digital Audio Content Team. Get all Roden Fellows podcast episodes and HBCU podcasts by subscribing to Anscape Listening Tab on the ESPN app. Make sure to join us for our next HBCU podcast, and don't forget to go on Anscape's website and look at all the latest news and insight.